My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Broncos orange, let's ride.
Carcucci board.
Well, my.
That is 7-9 bull.
Feels great, baby.
Oh no.
It's my quarterback.
Go Chargers, go.
And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Playoffs.
Yeah!
Well, hello there.
And you're blowing it because you can't stay off the wing.
Fire away, big boy.
All right.
Rob should call Big Lou for tips on his incontinence. Remember, Big Lou is like you. He pees a lot, too. I love Big Lou.
That's fantastic.
Although we were bummed out. We found out Big Lou's not real.
Yeah, he's fake.
He's a fake.
Freaking radio.
I love it when, like when you find out like there was a real Wendy for Wendy's.
There was? Yeah, it was his daughter,
yeah,
right?
It was his daughter. Yeah, Dave Thomas. Wendy Thomas. But then it was bad because they actually used the real Wendy, and then everyone got mad at her because she was fat, and then they had to go to a more attractive Wendy. Like, that was like the worst thing that ever happened. I guess I don't feel that bad because she's probably beyond rich because she's the founder of Wendy's daughter. But yeah, they brought Wendy into the campaign, and then she got bullied, and they had to go to a more attractive Wendy. They just got like a new skinnier Wendy. They just showed up and they put out like a couple new salads. It was very awkward.
Wendy's is great on Twitter.
Yeah, Wendy's does a good job.
They're really good.
Yeah.
And every time I see them, because I think I follow them.
Do you? You follow Wendy's on social media?
Yeah, they're funny.
Yeah.
And every time I see something from them, I think it's actually Wendy. I picture Wendy being the social media person.
I think Wendy got bullied into just Wendy's. Going to, I think Wendy just took her trust fund and went away. But I feel like that can't feel good. I don't care how much money you have.
Little rough.
That can't feel good to be like, hey, everyone, I'm Wender. And then everyone just to collectively look at her and go, ew. No one wants that. And by the way, she grew up eating Wendy's, for God's sakes. What, do you expect her to be skinny?
What was the owner's name?
Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas. He was in the ads.
And he was in the ads. Yeah, he was just like, and Dave Thomas looked exactly like you think he would look.
Here's old Wendy.
Right?
Aww.
Like, I feel terrible
for her.
She's 62
years old, by the way.
Oh, okay. So she's...
she's up there. She's getting up there.
Yeah. Wendy Thomas. You know, it's just... Yeah, like, that was... It's rough. I felt bad.
But the picture is of her very young.
Yes.
And, well, I guess she's still kind of...
Well, it's, look.
She looks good in the cartoon.
In the cartoon,
in the actual
yes.
logo.
Yes, but that is... The Wendy's logo of the red hair and the shirt and the pigtails, that is actually from one of her elementary school photos. Right down to the shirt. Like that is... Their logo is 100% his daughter. Which is cool until they brought out the real daughter and everyone bullied her. And then she had to go away.
According to Celebrity Net Worth, Wendy Thomas is worth $100 million.
See, don't feel too bad for her. She's fine. But, you know.
Maybe she should buy Mount Bachelor.
I don't know if she could.
With me.
You know. Like, I know money doesn't make every problem go away. It's hard for anyone to have sympathy towards someone that has money. But just because you have money doesn't mean that you don't, like, you don't have feelings.
Yeah, public shamings.
Exactly.
Don't apply to the rich.
You know, now granted, I can get called a fat ass all the time. So if you gave me $100 million, but everywhere I went, someone had to call me a fat ass, I would take it. But I still wouldn't, you know, I don't want to be bullied. No one wants that.
Unfortunately, some people do believe that. The more rich you are,
you can do whatever you want.
The more that they can.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They can say anything or do anything to you.
Yes, you're not allowed to have feelings, problems, emotions, anything if you're rich.
Right.
Poor Wendy. Well, I know. It's hard to pour. You know, when I just you can't get any sympathy. It doesn't exist. If you're worth $100 million, no one has any sympathy for you ever. Nothing. Unless, like, I don't know, like. If your dog dies, maybe then someone will be like, oh, all right. And then they're still going to be like, well, you own a mansion, so screw you.
I have simple things you can do to make yourself happy.
Bully Wendy.
And it's according to science. Well, you know, some people think that that kind of...
Yes. Tearing down of others makes you feel better.
That's right.
Yes. 100%.
Losers. I have that. And I have Chick-fil-A news.
Speaking of fast food restaurants, I will say that if I'm eating fast food, you could do worse than Wendy's or Chick-fil-A. They make a strong bird. Both of those are tasty.
I've always been partial to Wendy's.
Yeah.
I like Wendy's.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay.
It feels like it's good quality, even though it's not, because it's fast food.
Isaac, didn't you say you have not had Chick-fil-A?
I don't think I have.
Yeah.
No.
It's also
it's
very
a Wesco.
Solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A might be the best fast food that there is.
Yeah, I don't think I've had it.
Very simple and straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like chicken sandwich.
Yeah, there's not a lot to it. It's just, it's good, you know. If I brought you a Chick-fil-A, I know you are anti-chicken sandwich. You're very mid on the chicken sandwich.
Well, it is a mid food.
I understand. I'm just saying, if we brought you a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, I am convinced that you would eat it and be like, that's a good chicken sandwich.
Well, I used to love the Wendy's...
spicy chicken.
Monterey Ranch chicken sandwich.
Yeah, it's a good sandwich.
God, it was so good. And when I would get viscerally mad when they took it off the menu.
Yeah.
I'm like, just leave it on there.
I do think it's on there. I think it's a full-time
thing.
Well,
I've turned over a new leaf, and I don't eat fast food anymore.
Yeah.
But now I pee all the time, so.
I'm not sure how that works. The Asahi brand has moved away from fast food, but you pee now at an alarming rate.
Oh, by the way, you want the update?
Yeah, by the way, we feel like we're getting... The bettors are not happy because we feel like your Mount Bachelor crisis, we feel, has tipped this unfairly. You know.
Life happens.
Yeah.
You know, you play a game. You don't know what's going to happen in the game. You bet on the game. You think one thing's going to happen. Yeah. Something else happens. I can't help what's happening.
Yeah, the over-under was 5.5, and I'm telling you, we were all pounding the over.
You were. I will tell you, it is 6:08.
Yeah.
So 5.5... urinations between the hours of 3 and 7 p.m.
Yes.
I have gone 4 times.
And I'm convinced that the only reason it is only 4, like the last 4 breaks, you have had to take emergency phone calls. You might be leaving right now to take another one. And I'm convinced the only reason that you have not peed at least 2 more times is because of those emergency calls. If not for those, I'm very, very confident that the over would have hit.
Well,
and I'll tell you, we had someone literally come in this last break. He comes up to me, and his first thing goes, hey, what's the pee count at? And I was like, it's at 4. He's like, what? Because I was pounding the over, and I told him, and we got the emergency calls, and he's like, So a lot of people are unhappy. A lot of people think that there's shenanigans going on, that this was not a true accounting of your pee.
There are no shenanigans. I'm putting out fires. If I weren't, I would be drinking more water, and I probably would have peed a fifth time. But I got to tell you, I've only got 45 minutes.
I know.
And we need 2 more pees to go over.
I don't think it's going to happen.
It's not looking good.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
And by the way, I don't feel anything right now.
This is a massive upset. It's a massive upset.
I feel pretty good about it.
And again, I'm convinced... I'm convinced that it's the phone calls. The emergency situation has put a kibosh on your peas.
Sometimes your closer doesn't have his best stuff.
Because we were like 2 hours into this, and I'm like, this was a lock. Like, this was an absolute lock.
It's actually pretty solid over-under.
Yeah. And by the way, I went to the bathroom for the first time last segment, and a very drunk man was very, very happy and complimentary, and he touched me with his wet hands, and I wasn't happy about it because I washed my hands.
Wait, what?
Yeah, well, we peed, and then we both washed our hands.
Yes.
And so we get done washing our hands.
And then he shakes your hand?
He kind of grabbed my forearms, and he was, and I was like, well, this is awkward.
In the bathroom,
and I was like, what are we doing here? And that's when I realized he had had a few. And he's kind of got a Santa Claus thing going for him. You can't miss him. White hair. It's all slicked back. And at least they were clean hands because I saw him wash his hands.
Yeah.
And he wanted to thank me and congratulate me because I also washed my hands. And I was like, well, thank you, but can we not hold hands now or should we not hold forearms? It was very weird. It was a weird experience.
I'm sorry. It is weird to touch someone's hand after they've come back from the bathroom.
Yes.
And you just have to assume that it's just what it's like. You know they wash their hand, or at least you just assume they wash their hand because it's wet.
Yeah.
Because I mean they wouldn't just pee all over their hand and
I
then
would
shake
think
your
so.
Hand.
Yes.
But it's always weird. Have you ever had somebody shake your hand after coming out of the bathroom, or you know they were in the bathroom and it's not wet?
Then you know they didn't wash. Yeah.
Have you ever had that?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm aware of that. That's a go-to because at least you would think that person would gonna give you the fake hand wash, which a lot of people do the fake hand wash, where they just they stick their hands under the water. There's no soap. There's no rubbing. It's just that one, and then you're like, I know what you're doing there, and I quite frankly I don't like the fake. I would rather you just don't wash, or you catch someone doing, like, someone's getting ready to leave the bathroom, and you walk in, and then they feel guilty because you know you caught them not washing, so then they go and do the fake wash. It's a dicey effort. It's a dicey effort at best, but that may be a first time that I've had an elderly gentleman kind of grab me by the wrists to congratulate me on shaking hands. I'd also like to point out, and he's a very nice guy, please dry your hands before grabbing my hands.
And dry them thoroughly.
Yeah.
Even a little bit of wet is weird.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Not enough to where I was going to make a scene out of it, but I'll show them to you. You'll see them over there. It's, it was a lot. Just bathroom etiquette. Let me just state a blanket statement here. Don't touch anyone else in the bathroom. Yeah. It's just not.
That's right.
It's not good.
How about a fist bump? Didn't COVID teach us anything? Fist bumps were great.
Bathroom, no contact. It's just, bathroom is a no contact
zone.
Seriously, it's a no-fly zone.
Do you like handshakes after
post-COVID? I don't like that
post-COVID
hand motion that you just
made. Do you like handshakes?
You guys are looking great on the YouTube stream.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's
that's for you.
glad Buck caught that. I was like, whoa. Do I like handshakes? I don't mind handshakes. I don't mind them. I'm not going to say that I'm anti-handshake. As long as you do it within reason. Like, I don't need, like, the crushing handshake, but I'll shake a hand. But also know that if you've got gross hands, you got clammy hands, you got wet hands, don't shake. Read the room. But I'm just saying, in the bathroom, I don't think there's ever a reason to touch anyone in a bathroom. It's a no-go. I don't care. And to him, he probably in his drunken mind is like, hey, we both wash, so we're both clean. I don't care. That's not a touching environment.
Yeah.
That's like a game of soccer. That's no hands. None whatsoever. And then he told me about how he opens the door with his foot because he said that he clearly was big into the hand wash thing because he said he never reaches for the door because people don't wash their hands. So he opened the door with his foot, which, is fine.
Sometimes I use the paper towel.
Yeah, you have paper towel. I do that or like the inside of your shirt. I'll do that sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm with him on that. Just, don't grub another man in the bathroom.
Yeah,
it's not okay.
We don't need to talk in the bathroom. We don't need to touch in the bathroom. Let's just get our business done and get out of there.
Yeah. I'd also call someone out. You know who's a bathroom talker?
Who?
Ryan Buckley.
Is that right?
Yeah, you're a bathroom talker.
He didn't even know it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't think I like make a lot of conversation, but it's definitely super weird when you walk in there and there's one other person, and you know you just finished working with that person, and everyone sits there in silence for plops and drops.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes like after the show, because I've got to drive home, sometimes I got to take care of business. And then Buckley stays a little bit later because he's doing some producer stuff. And every now and then Buckley will come in, and now we're side by side. And I'm like, can we just sit in silence? No, Buckley has to. He's an acknowledger. He's like, hey.
Yeah, I'll comment on your toenail paint if you have any going on that day.
Yeah, Buckley will be like one of those, hey, let's have a good one. He's like, let's, you know, he'll give you like some words of encouragement. Yeah, Buckley's a, if we're side by side, he does not like, he's got to acknowledge it.
I find the silence more awkward than not.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a poop talker. I'll be like, yeah, let's get this done.
All right, simple things that make you happy. According to science. Yeah, science. Next on The Fan. Yes, we're here at Tinborough. But it is the club, so
yes, kind of makes sense.
The official beer, cheap fun, pub
beer.
That's
right.
We're here for the Grand Prix of Portland. Starts, I think, tomorrow.
Yeah, it goes through the weekend.
Goes through Sunday.
With, like, five different races?
I think 10 races, five different
Open wheel, you were saying.
Yeah, five open wheel.
Yeah. You can get tickets at raceportland.com. Simple things that make you happy according to, yes, science.
Boy, I love simple things.
Yeah.
Like, I could, if you ask me, like, off the top of my head, I can give you, like, 10 simple things that absolutely I love.
That make you happy?
Yes.
Make you happier?
There's little things in life that just, you. That,
there definitely are.
Yes. Simple little things.
Now, this is, I'm not exactly sure that you're science. But
oh, I'm science.
The science of souk. But this is, according to science,
yes.
And there are 9 things on here, okay?
Just 9.
Yeah, the 2 easy ones I'll give you, obviously exercise is one. Sleep more is another.
Sure. I don't sleep very much, but, you know, I don't know if that necessarily, so sleeping makes me happy?
Sleeping more, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Mm. But I also read a study on studyfinds.org recently that said how you think you sleep is actually better than how you actually sleep.
That's
it's
odd.
Like a mind F.
Huh.
Yeah.
So if I think I'm sleeping great and I wake up and I feel great versus if I'm actually sleeping like crap.
Well, it's like, do you ever wake up or like assess how you slept and you kind of don't really know?
Sure. But I mean, I guess I just am. Of the I just never sleep well. I don't sleep through the night.
So, but you've never had good sleep. Surely at some point somewhere you had good sleep. Okay, and you recognize that. Like you know what that feels like.
Yeah, there are days when I wake up and all of a sudden I roll over and I realize that I've actually slept through the night or I've slept for like 6 hours straight and I'm like, holy crap. I'm like, look at that. Yeah, it's like a shock to me when it happens. But I know that that's good sleep because it's uninterrupted sleep.
Well, sometimes sleep, I think it varies. Like sometimes you get really good sleep because you had a fat gummy or whatever you had
whatever
to help you sleep.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, that was really good sleep. And then there are other times when you actually don't really know. Yeah. Did I sleep? I mean, you know when it's bad.
Sure.
But you don't it's like, I don't know if I slept that great last night. You don't 100%. Always sleep well.
Now, like, the BTJ has one of those Aura rings that she wears, and, like, that tracks it, and then you can wear, like, Fitbits, and I don't do any of that. I just raw dog my sleep. I just I wake up, and I'm like, hey, let's see what happens.
So a study conducted by researchers from the University of Warwick in England, they tapped into university students ages 18 to 22. Findings showed that self-reported sleep satisfaction was consistently linked to well-being.
Huh. So if I just tell myself that I'm an awesome sleeper and just wake up and be like, I feel amazing.
The better a student reported to have slept, the better their mood and satisfaction with life was the next day. By contrast, the information provided by the sleep device that they were hooked up to during the study was not associated with the student's reported well-being the next day.
Huh.
How about that?
That is interesting. So it's like a placebo effect.
Yes.
All right.
I think it is.
Well, I also think this too, like, some people in my life are amazed that I don't sleep very well, and yet I just get up and go, whether I've been, you know, whether I've been drinking or I just don't sleep well or whatever. I can't say that I'm never tired. I just don't use it. I just get up. It doesn't matter whether I slept 4 hours or I slept 2 hours or 6 hours. If I'm supposed to be up at 6:30 or 7, I just wake up and I go about my day. I'm never like, oh my God, I'm so tired. And maybe that's the same sort of mentality, is I just am used to sleeping like crap, so I never use the excuse of I'm tired. I'm like, oh, well, I got stuff to do. Get up and go.
Of course, exercise is on the list.
Yes.
These are simple things that make you happy, according to science.
I always feel better after a workout.
Here's one, and I could not agree more with this. This has always been something I've tried to do.
I noticed that you just skipped right over the exercise part. You're like, no.
Yeah, I don't really. I mean, I used to. I mean, I walk. Look.
You walk, play some golf.
My big thing is keep moving. Yeah. Move your hot body.
There you go.
I did yoga this morning.
Hey, look at you.
This one I am a firm believer in. I try to do it. It's move closer to work or work from home.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. And that is a big thing because the stress of the commute.
Yes.
Es lo bueno.
Yes. We have, me and the BTJ, we both work down here in downtown. We have explored the idea of coming down. The problem is, like, it's really got to be a significant change because we don't have a bad commute now. It's like 20
That's not bad.
To 25 minutes. And so in order to, like, want to move closer and pay the difference, it's got to be within, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's a fairly small area. But, yes, I think living by work and, like, being able to bike to work or not have to get on freeways would be awesome.
Yeah. So that's a big one.
Yes.
And the work from home thing. My wife works from home now.
Loves
it. Oh my
God.
She's like, dude, this is the greatest thing ever.
Well, I know a lot of people with COVID. I mean, that was a game changer for them.
Yeah. Another one. Simple things that make you happy, according to science. Spend more time with friends or family.
Sure. Can we skip the family part and just go with friends?
Well, that's what I said, or. get out to somewhere green.
Yes. And this is like where you always crap on camping.
I
just, there is, you know, whether you camp or whether you get out in nature, I cannot speak enough to the benefits of just getting away from society and getting into the woods or getting out to a lake or whatever.
Question.
It's absolute good for the game soul. Changer.
Yes. And you can actually feel it.
Yes.
You can feel it in your body, your hot body. Now, that does not mean you have to sleep on the ground. practice smiling.
Oh,
that's a big one.
I struggle with this.
Yeah, you got to practice smiling.
Yeah.
If you've had too much Botox, could be a problem. But if you can smile, unlike Oscar De La Hoya or Holly Saunders,
it's just bad.
It will make you happier. Just smile.
Yeah,
even if it's fake, smile.
Yeah, but the problem is that when I fake smile, then it looks like I'm a serial killer.
Well,
even more
so. Who cares
so
what it looks like? This
sounds
is about
like you need
you.
Practice.
I do. I get told that a lot, and I totally get it. It's dude, my natural countenance is that of just a raging bitch.
Plan a trip, even if you don't need to take it.
Oh.
Always having something on the iCal to look forward to. That's an easy one.
100%.
I think we're conditioned for this as kids when we're in school. Because when you're in school as a kid, you're always looking forward to Christmas break or spring break or summer.
Sure.
You know? So I feel like we need to do that as adults.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yes. Having something on the horizon is always a good thing. But for some people, I know that's harder than others. But I also think that we use that as an excuse because not everything that you go do has to have a lot of money attached to it.
Correct.
Again, get out, go camping. It's cheap.
Or hiking.
Just get away from work if you can. Just get away from life.
My wife is like that. That's like her number one is wanting to have something to look forward to. And it can be a day trip to the coast. It doesn't matter. But like something on the calendar where you're getting outside and doing something to look forward to does wonders for her.
Yeah, my wife says it too. We'll go on a hike. She'll be like, oh my God, I feel so alive.
Yeah.
And then she says, let's do it.
Right there.
So we have to do it.
All right. Hey, you don't want to, but you have to.
I don't think I would do it with my wife. That doesn't seem like why? What's the point?
This is I'm 50 and counting the days to our road trip to the Grand Canyon
in
3 weeks.
That's exactly right.
And like little things like that. Like,
that's right.
I mean, just as simple.
It doesn't have to be big.
No, I take my dog for a walk every morning, and we kind of try to get away and get out and get him off leash and let him roam a little bit. And sometimes that's like the best hour of my day, is because we usually go out in the morning before there's a lot of people out and kind of sunrise, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Little stuff like that. It just starts your day off on a good note.
And the final two simple things you can do to make you happier, according to science, one is meditate.
I can't do
that. Which I don't really even know what that is.
I tried, and I suck at it. I can't, and that's one of the reasons I think I struggle to sleep. I can't shut down my stupid brain.
Well, what is meditating? Like, what is technically meditating? Can I just sit there and, like, close my eyes and breathe?
Yes.
Is that meditating?
That's meditating.
Okay.
And there's different ways. I mean, there's different forms of it. But, yeah, it's a lot of, like, it's a lot of breathing exercises, deep breaths. Sometimes you empty your mind. Sometimes you let your mind wander. I mean, there's different versions of it. I tried it for a while, and I suck.
And practice gratitude.
Yes.
It's suggesting to keep a journal of things you're grateful for.
Oh, no, I'm not journaling.
Yeah, nobody needs to journal.
No.
At least according to this show.
Yeah, I don't journal.
It does say be overly thankful.
Yeah.
Always just thank people more and just be thankful for things.
Yes.
I'm thankful for Tin Barrel.
There you go. Well, just in general, like, some of that is like a disposition. Like,
and Buckley.
We spend so much time being angry at things as opposed to being grateful for things.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that will help you be happier.
Well, and unfortunately, that's a product it's if it bleeds, it leads. You know, so much of what we consume is negative. I mean, you're talking today about the Little League World Series, right? That you don't hear a lot about the Little League World Series until it's the Aaron Judge story about some doucher from Staten Island that says that Aaron Judge is an ass for not waving at some kids. And next thing you know, that's the story coming out of Williamsport. Like, we tend to focus on the negative.
All right. Coming up next, if you could replace all the grass in the world with something else... What would it be?
Oh. Interesting.
And I've got a pee, so this is number 5.
God, we so would have hit the over if not for your stupid phone crisis.
Well, who knows? Maybe I pee twice in the
next
30
minutes.
I hope
so. Fingers crossed.
Here's Bud.
Well, I had to squirt.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
All right.
Someone said journaling is stupid. How is adding another task to my life going to make it better? Hard pass.
That's fair.
Some people swear by that. Like, it's the whole, like, you know, that's the, like, Anthony Robbins and stuff. Like, you know, writing stuff down. It's like, you know, with goals.
Yeah.
Those are all those, you know, habits of effective people. There's always into that. Write something down.
I'm with that guy. I don't like writing things down like that, but I think there's a type of person that gets a lot out of that.
Sure.
And if that's the case, then that's great.
Yeah. When I was going to therapy for the first time all those years ago, like, you try different techniques, and the cool part about my therapist, he was like, she was open to the idea that, like, some of the stuff just doesn't work for certain people. It's like, she's like, same thing with meditation. It's like journaling. She's like, yeah, that's not going to work for you. it's like you just, like, try it for like a week or two. And I came back and I'm like, this is dumb. I'll never do it. And she's like, all right, well, let's move on to something else. It's not like that. There's not one way that works for everybody. But I knew dudes like that, like, in college and, like, high school that, like, write down, like, on the mirror. Like, they write down, like the NFL, and they write down goals. Or it's the same sort of the person as, like, a live, laugh, love sign or like, you know, hustle, grind. Like they've been listening to a lot of like David Goggins stuff. So they put up like a big sign that says hustle. Or you go to someone's house and they've got like those inspirational, like, you know, Nike posters on their wall. You're like, ah, you're one of those types.
What? So have you thought about my question?
If you were to replace all the grass with something?
Yes, you have to replace all the grass in the world.
Gosh, that is tough.
With something else, what would it be?
I think the only appropriate answer would be sand. Because, like, you know, grass, it's got to be beautiful. It's got to be something that you can run and play on, right? And so I think for me, it would have to be sand. Because if you think about it, like, if you did gravel, that would be terrible. You can't do, like, you know, if you did bark dust, now we're talking about slivers.
I'm wondering, you know, does like, moss, does that count as a grass alternative? Or is, yeah, like, moss could be nice.
Moss is grass.
Is it?
Like, right?
Well, but I thought, like, moss grows. It doesn't grow the same as grass, does it? Like, I don't know. I thought moss, like, grows because of, you know, moisture in certain places and stuff like that. But, like, you know, it's soft. It's like it would be a good walking surface at least.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
But if it counts as grass, then that's right out.
I don't know if that technically counts as glass or grass, but I mean, that's like saying like daffodils. Like,
yeah,
any sort of flower, although you wouldn't want anything with like weeds or like, you know. By the way, can I also talk about how stupid weeds are real quick? This is what drives me nuts. Like, I do not have a green thumb at all. I struggle, you know, with keeping things alive. Same thing with your grass. Like, you water your grass, you fertilize it, all that. You have to do a lot. You still end up with, like, brown spots or whatever.
Yep.
Like, I'll kill any plant that comes my way. I've tried having, like, three different bonsai trees. I've killed every one of them. Like, with no effort. But a son-of-a-bitch weed, like, that thing, you can't kill it. It will grow and it is the most maddening thing in the world. Like, anything we want to grow, like, you can't get to grow without, like, so much effort and money and time. But weeds? Absolutely. Like, the worst-looking, stinking, sharp little sons of guns. Those things will grow nonstop.
So
no matter what.
Go ahead.
No, it just, it drives me crazy. Like, I just planted some new bushes, and guess what's, like, growing up around them? Like, all of a sudden, like, there's these, like, I don't even know how it came. There's, like, weeds with, like, these big, giant roots, like a weed plant.
Yeah.
That has now popped up beside it.
Yep.
That, like, I'm trying to dig out. Like, where did that thing even come from?
I don't, yeah, and the thing that really ticks me off is, like, so we didn't have irrigation at our house at all when we moved in. So, like, no sprinklers, can't set them. If you want to do it, you got to do the oscillator thing or whatever. And I basically have just gotten to the point where, like, I want the backyard to be green enough for the kids to run around, but the front yard, like, whatever. During the summer, I'll let it burn out, and then I'll, you know, I'll irrigate it, and we'll let the rain do its thing come fall again. But what I don't get is the whole freaking lawn gets burned out, but the weeds are thriving.
Yes, like, I'm telling you.
How come the stuff that nobody wants is doing so damn well, and the stuff that, like, I mean, couldn't it all just be burned out for a while? Like, why does one have to come in strong? I don't get it.
There's a really good song. Kacey Musgraves, the country artist, has a song called The Architect, where she talks about how she wants to talk to God, her whatever, you know, and she's got questions. And let me tell you something. If I ever meet God, well, first off, if that happens, I got some things to apologize for. But after I get done taking my my tongue lashing, I got some questions. And one of those questions is going to be the whole weed thing. Like, really? You're so right. Like, you're everything you want dies. Everything that you want to grow doesn't grow without a ton of effort. But everything that we hate, yeah, that stuff grows with everything else burned out. But the weeds, alive and well.
Yeah, it thrives with our negligence. It's unbelievable.
Yes. Drives me stinking crazy.
What if you replaced all the grass with pillows?
Feathers? Feathers? Little down
feathers?
Well, again,
it's got to be something soft.
You could just dive down and lay around anywhere.
You ever laid on a wet pillow?
Yeah,
you
that's
don't,
not
You
good.
Don't want that.
What about cash?
There might be an inflation problem with
not,
that.
Not practical?
Not practical. I, honestly,
putting greens?
Well, that's grass.
Well, it's fake grass.
So you're saying like AstroTurf.
So you're replacing all real grass? Isn't that kind of cheating?
Kinda, but let's put some little holes in. You can putt wherever you're wherever there's grass.
Or turn an ankle when you're not expecting it.
I'm telling you, I still think the correct answer is sand. down.
I don't know about that.
Well, again, you can plant in it. It's soft. It's enjoyable to look at.
Yeah.
Find me something else that's more practical, because who doesn't like sand? Well, granted, I mean, it gets a lot of places, but we all love going to the beach. What if you just walked outside? I'm like, hey, what do you, that's my beach. Other than the pain in the assness of the sand getting everywhere, I think sand is a solid one. Like someone saying clover, but again, that kind of feels like grass. Like clover would work, because clover is kind of fun.
But it's not grass. That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's kind of like that.
Well, ground cover.
Like weed, though. It's like a weed.
Yeah, clover is the one weed that you don't really mind, but then, you know, it looks terrible.
Yeah.
It takes over everything, which again goes back to my point of I can't get grass to grow where I want it to grow, but clover will grow wherever the hell it wants to. It's kind of crazy. Yeah, the field turf, AstroTurf. There are a lot of people that are agreeing you with that. Someone saying marijuana.
Whoa. What, just marijuana plants? Everywhere there's grass?
That would be problems.
I don't like that.
No.
It's not especially soft either.
No, and it stinks. You know, that'd be a very, very stinky, stinky world. I'm sticking with, well, I was going to say.
Mushrooms.
Again, very squishy to walk on. You don't want that. Squish mushrooms. I mean, bark dust. Could you have sliverless bark dust? It may not be the most comfortable thing to walk on, but it sure is going to be pretty.
A little quarter minus.
Yeah.
What if we made all surfaces like trampoline surface, where you're just jumping around everywhere?
Ooh, yes. Love that. That's like pillows. But yes, but better with the weather. So yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go that. You can jump everywhere.
People get everywhere so much faster.
Yes, like kangaroo. We're all bouncing around like kangaroos.
You would blow out your knee so fast. We'd just be walking around, and it would just be a series of ACL tears nonstop.
But the in public altercations would be great, because people would try to be bouncing, like get to each other's level, and oops, I ran into you, but I like accidentally tackled you by going over the top. Yeah, it'd be a whole thing.
Right.
Well, I would think that somewhere, I'm sure there's a rich guy with a trampoline room, right? Like you just walk into a room and instead of the floor, it's a trampoline.
Has to, yeah.
I would assume. Look, if I had like an unlimited supply of money, I'd have a trampoline room. Like you go to like one of those like Johnny Jump Up jackass places, widow, where they just have like they have like padded walls and then they just have a trampoline floor. I'd want, and you put up some like basketball hoops or whatever. I'd 100% have a thing in there.
Can we open a chain of Johnny Jump Up jackass places?
You ever been to any of those things?
I've heard of them. I think there's one in Beaverton. I've never been to one.
Well, none of them's a sponsor, right? Let me just okay. So. Well,
that we know of.
Okay,
but they could be.
They're not going to be after this because
Jumping
let me just
Johnny's
say,
jackass is online too.
Those places freaking suck. It's like a Chuck E. Cheese. I don't know what it is about them, but they attract the trashiest, just crap hole people. I don't. They just flock there.
Well, it's cheap fun, right?
I guess. But cheap fun, like with
and COVID.
Yeah, it's just you pull up to one of those places, you just see like jorts and like El Caminos and like bowl cuts, and it's just and like everyone in there is sticky, and there's just weird. It's just no good, and they all have the same like terrible food. Think like when you were a kid and you went to like the Little League ballpark. It's got like the nachos that are like the worst. Like they just bought like a bag of chips from like Fred Meyer and then dumped some like Velveeta on there.
Cardboard pizza.
And it's just it's and then like
undercooked chicken tendies.
Yes, like that. I don't know what that is about those places. Like if you did one nice, if you had like a really nice one with like a bar and it was like cool.
Well, dude, when I buy Mount Bachelor this weekend.
Yes.
I'll give you some retail space for your jumping jackasses.
Jumping Johnny jackasses.
Jumping Johnny jackasses.
That was always mine, because when my kids were growing up,
hire a good chef.
Every kid had their birthday party at like one of two places. You went to the Rat's Nest, which is Chuck E. Cheese, which I think is where COVID started, or you went to Johnny Jackass Jump Around, and it was all the same thing. You just showed up, and you're like, dude, my kid's getting tetanus off this. I guarantee it. Like they're coming back with fungus, and someone's got the. It's just it's all bad.
A couple of suggestions from the Vancouver 4 text line. We could replace grass with floor pianos, like in the movie Big. So Ooh. Everyone just makes music when they walk around.
Shimmy shimmy coca pop, shimmy shimmy rock.
that would be so Ooh, annoying.
It would be. But also, what about this? What about yoga mat foam?
Oh yeah, the tatami mats.
Yeah,
or like the,
well, you could do that, or you could do the actual like the foam ones too.
I will say, God. Like when you're in, when I was over in Japan, I loved those because the some of the traditional Japanese houses had those the tatami mat floors, and they're nightmare to have and keep clean. But those things are amazing. But if you put those or the yoga mats again. Imagine what society would do to a yoga mat floor. That thing would be cool for all of 11 minutes until everyone would leave the Johnny Jackass jump around place, and then they would go and they would ruin every cool place that has those mats.
Our golf spikes wouldn't work very well on those.
No, they would not. Those things would be destroyed in a matter of minutes.
All right, we got a break. When we come back, a urination update. The final tally.
The final count.
Will I have to pee this break? Because if I do...
That's the over.
It goes over.
We're sitting at 5. You're just going to do this out of spite now.
Maybe I will. All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
Well, I had to squirt.
All right, well, I didn't pee, bitch. So check this. Over-under set at 5.5. I only peed 5 times
during the show.
So the under hits.
Yeah, you had an emergency crisis for like an hour that derailed your drinking and your pee schedule.
Yeah, we need to know much more about this. Isaac's popping in and out of frame. Like, we gotta get to
I'm sorry.
Stuff's going on. The Mount Bachelor thing. We feel like Vegas is doing an investigation because someone easily could have set this up to spoil the over-under on your pee breaks.
It does seem fixed,
This seems shady.
The YouTube chat says that Molly 10Gs is racking up another bill.
Yeah, something happened.
I can assure you it's not Molly 10Gs, but it is probably that much money, yes. That much I can assure you.
The question becomes, so Molly 10Gs, if she had another emergency that was 10Gs, are you of the ilk of, well, we've already spent 10Gs, so we have to double down again, or do you cut losses?
No, she's out. Well, now we have insurance.
Oh, you have pet insurance.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not stupid enough to have it happen again.
All right.
But I am stupid enough to have it happen at least once.
You realize your pet insurance, they're going to cover like 6% of that probably, or it's going to turn out to not be covered.
Then she's dying. Bye. I love her, but...
I wonder what happens. Like, you spend all that money, you're like, oh my God. And then, like, 6 months later, it's like, well, it happened again.
Hopefully, insurance covers it. If not, bye, Felicia.
Good luck telling Nurse Nice that.
You're burying the lead, though. I only peed 5 times.
No.
The under has hit. I am the champion. You all owe me money.
The whole thing is suspect. The whole thing. I also believe that you held your pee specifically for... I bet you as soon as this show's over, you're going to go take a pee, aren't you?
No. I don't have to pee.
You're going to leave. You're going to leave before a pee happens.
There's correct. No way he doesn't pee before going home. No way.
Yeah.
No,
this whole thing is shady. I'm calling for an investigation.
You can film me walking out the door.
You gotta go around the corner and pee. You gotta go into
the street.
You're gonna go into a store around the corner and be like, "Look, there's like a Peloton studio." You're like, "Look,
I'm gonna finish this water right here."
Can I please use your bathroom? There's a bet, and someone's gonna be watching me. Mm. We're on to you. Mm. Well, you're off. You're going down to Mount Bachelor.
Yeah, I have to go make my formal offer to the Mount Bachelor people. I'm trying to buy the mountain.
Good luck with that.
So I will be out until
Tuesday, right?
Tuesday.
All right. Well, hopefully come back with a mountain and, Godspeed. I'm terrified for your drive. I mean, that's a 3.5-hour drive. You're going to pee 17 times.
I'm that guy on the side of the road peeing off the cliff.
And all those years ago, you made fun of Jason Swigard for not being able to hold his pee ride on the 405.
Look, I'm incontinent, but it doesn't mean I can't hold my pee for 30 minutes.
I want to get that checked. Oh, look, we got dogs in here now, too.
Yeah, it's Thunderdome in here.
It is Thunderdome. Well, thank you to 10 Barrel for having us out the last 2 days.
What a great place this is.
Yes.
10 Barrel Brewing.
They do it right out here.
And thanks to Pub Beer. Thanks to Tara. Nobody knows who she is, but she's a badass.
Our promotions goddess.
Thanks to Jake. Nobody knows who he is, but he's a badass.
For the Indy races, for the Portland Grand Prix for having us out.
And thanks to Buck. Everybody knows who he is.
Yeah.
And he's not a badass.
Buck will be with me tomorrow.
Yes.
We got an SOB edition. Sue Gortner Buckley.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of tea.
That is a lot of tea. Me and Will were pumping iron today.
I bet you were.
Thinking we were like, man, this would be way better if Rob was here.
All right, everybody, have a great night. We're back tomorrow, 3-7 to Fake Night.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.